So thank you very much for introduction. So let's go to the topic I want to present you today. Determinants of foreign currency savings evidence from Google search data. So the structure of the presentation is the following, and we will start with the introduction. First of all, this study aims to answer the following research question. The first one is, which factors motivate households to save in foreign currency rather than in national currency? The second one is, what is the reaction of households to the external shocks? And the last one is, are household savings decisions rational and based on fundamentals, economic indicators, on contrary, irrational and resulted by sentiments and expectations? So the motivation to do this research, to write this paper, is for several reasons. The first reason is that the dominance of savings in foreign currency creates a transmission channel of exogenous monetary disturbances. And foreign shocks can increase the pressure on monetary authorities to adjust these shocks by using foreign reserves. The second reason is that the sudden decisions of households to change the currency of these savings can increase the foreign currency risk of commercial banks. In other words, it can increase the net open position in foreign currency or foreign currencies. So the next reason was that there is only a few empirical studies who investigating household decisions about the currency of these savings. And the last reason was that only recently the economists have begun to study the households' saving behavior from behavioral economic perspective. So a very brief literature review. In general, there are two streams of scientific researchers investigating the household saving behavior. There is a lot of literature who is focusing on determinants of private saving rate and trying to explain private saving behavior during different stages of life cycle. And the second one, there is only a few empirical studies who is already focusing on household decisions about the currency of these savings. And the main contribution of this paper and study lies in this. This is the first cross-country study who is investigating determinants of household decisions on savings currency. The second one is that this study focuses not only on macroeconomic factors, but also on psychological factors influencing the household's savings decision regarding currency. The next one is that this empirical study applies a novel way to investigate individual savings behavior using Google Trends data. And the last contribution of the paper is that in order to solve the problem of a long list of potential explanatory variables, this study applies Bayesian model averaging. So about the data set. This empirical study focuses on 10 European Union countries outside the Eurozone with their own currencies, including also three Baltic countries who have adopted Euro recently. So the panel data set covers quarterly observations from 2004 to 2014. And dependent variable was selected foreign deposit share. And explanatory variables, there are two groups of explanatory variables. The first one is macroeconomic variables, including all these. And the second one is group of psychological variables.
May I ask a question just to show the macroeconomic variables?
Maybe we should list. So there is nominal effective exchange rate, money market interest rate differential, inflation differential, current account balance, and personal remittances. So, psychological variables. This study applies two different ways by investigating behavioral aspects of households' decisions regarding the savings currency. The first one, this study applies the data from consumer surveys conducted by European Commission on household spending and savings intentions. And the second one, the second way, the study used time series data from the Google Trends database on selected 42 keywords reflecting different risks. So why we have choose the Google Trends? So first of all, the first reason was that the role of internet in our daily life is increasing. For example, during the last year, more than 80% of all individuals in European Union have been used internet during the last 12 months. And even 67% of all individuals use internet daily. So the second reason is that in almost all European Union countries, internet users use Google search engine as the main means for navigating around the web and searching for information. So two of main reasons. So about the methodology. This study applied Bayesian model averaging. I will only say some basics about this model because I will think I will skip some technical details. So the basic about this model is that the empirical analysis is based on the pool regression, where share of foreign deposits is regressed on intercept and a number of variables. So in a Bayesian framework, we receive posterior model probabilities, where each model depends upon a vector of parameters. And finally, to the results. So these are results from the basic model. There are two models, the first and the second one. The first model includes the whole list of variables, and the second one only macroeconomic indicators, macroeconomic shocks, and keywords from the Google Trends. So, as you can see that interest rates are not statistically significant in explaining household saving decisions regarding the currency. And for example, national effective exchange rate, GDP, inflation, these are statistically significant in explaining behavior. So I also should explain that the first column in each model represents posterior probabilities, which indicate about the probability to be included the variable in the model. So the value close to 1 indicates that this indicator is significant in explaining household saving behavior. So about perceptions, we can see that household decisions regarding the currency of savings is strongly related with the future savings and future economic and financial situation. So about the Google Trends keywords, as you can see, there are a lot of keywords used in the study, 42. And the main findings maybe are that keywords related with the currency crisis, credit risk, general economic situation, also political instability, and financial markets reflecting this risk are statistically significant in explaining household savings decision. So we can also see that year dummies are also statistically significant, as you can see that the global financial crisis and European debt crisis has also an impact on households' decisions regarding these savings. So at the second stage, we have differentiated between different shocks and extended the first formula by dummies interacted with all other aggressors. So we have split it and between different shocks, depreciation and appreciation shocks, and also included volatility in exchange rate over and below the average. And so the results are presented in this table, and the third model, A and B denotes depreciation shock, and B denotes appreciation shock. And in the default model is the same situation. So we can see that in general, the results are very, very similar to the basic model, but there are some differences. For example, households' decisions regarding the savings currency is related with increasing remittances only in the case when the shock, depreciation shock, is observed. Yep.
So A is depreciation.
A, depreciation, B, appreciation. Two different types of shocks.
And this relates to the period?
For each period.
So each variable, you measure over time the being appreciated or the exchange?
Yes, for each quarter, for each country, data sample country.
Ah, so then this is quarterly data?
Yes, quarterly data. So for each quarter, it is normal transformation of the data with the dummies, raw data with the dummies. So we can differentiate between different types of shocks, depreciation and appreciation shocks. And we can split and differentiate between household savings decision during different types of shocks.
I see, okay.
Yeah. And finally, the results of robustness check, posterior model probabilities for top 10 models. So as you can see that these results, estimation are very close to each other, and it means that the results presented from all of the models are robust. So in general, it could be said that the indicators from the model, from the second model, the best way is explaining household savings behavior regarding the currency in general, as we can see. And in, if we will go back a little bit, also in general, and by deciding between different models. So, and finally, conclusions are that foreign savings are not affected by earning motives given by international Fisher effect, but only by GDP growth, inflation, and expectations for the future, expected savings, expected financial situation, and economic situation. And foreign savings are also affected by perceived risk related to financial markets, general economic situation, and political instability. And we can also see that foreign savings are also affected by different types of crises. So, thank you for your attention.